Yoga is practical psychology. So when you are studying yoga, you have to remember you are studying psychology basically. And you are going one step forward to apply psychology. You are going into the depths of the human mind, human consciousness, in search of practical application. And this search is methodical. You remember we had defined yoga as a methodized effort. So it's a methodical study. And therefore it is a scientific study. You are not required to have any basic dogma. There is no dogma in yoga. There is no preconceived idea. Just as you make a study of steam in physics, how you can produce steam, how steam works, you may see a kettle of water on a stove which is burning, and you suddenly see the lid being thrown open because you see that steam is a force. And by the pressure of the force, the lid becomes opened up. It's a force is put forth. It's a natural tendency of steam. It pushes always. Having seen this, you may then apply it. If you want to push anything, you know that steam can be produced and steam can push. We all have seen railway trains. And all railway trains are moving by virtue of steam engines. You have seen the steam engine, no? You have plenty of water in the steam engine, lot of coal. You must have seen that every steam engine has lot of coal. The coal which is ignited, it becomes a fuel. And water is heated. Heated to such an extent, it can push. A small illustration of kettle and the pushing of the lid can be applied on a large scale and can be produced. You can produce such a big effect that huge trains can be moved and pushed by the power of steam. The applications of this knowledge of steam that steam can be produced and steam can be used to push big loads of weight and push in the direction that you want. You can design what direction you can put forth. Now similarly, you discover that consciousness is like steam. It's not very evident when you think you don't feel any kind of movement or pushing, because normally our thinking is very limited. A limited water producing a limited amount of steam can push only a little thing. But if you can produce a huge amount of steam, then big things can be pushed forward. Now similarly, yoga has discovered that there is consciousness. And consciousness can be made to move. It's a power. And with a result of this power which is generated, and you can generate this power by methodized effort. You make an effort, but in a methodized manner, and as a result, you can produce a tremendous amount of power of consciousness. And with that power, if you want, you can move mountains by consciousness, by the power of consciousness. Similarly, like electricity, electricity also is a force. The method by which you can produce steam is not the same method by which you can produce electricity. There are other methods. Normally we see electricity as a lightning in the sky when the clouds collide, and suddenly you find a streak of electricity, light flashing out. Now if you study, however, how that lightning is produced, and then you create methods by which, whenever you want, you can produce electricity. If you study how electricity is produced suddenly in nature, then you can apply it, and then electricity is produced. Basically, it's a very simple matter. Similarly, in the case of yoga, you can produce electricity in consciousness. Actually, electricity exists in our body. You know, our nerves are all electric nerves. Normally, we don't see electricity working in our body. But our body is very electrical. Naturally, there is electric force running all the time. When you experience sometimes some people getting paralyzed, and you ask the question, why paralysis? What is paralysis? It is nothing but the stoppage of the electric current in the body. All paralysis is basically the stoppage of electric force which is normally present. All our organs are moving because of electric force. And often this electric force runs automatically. When you touch an object, an electric force is produced. And as a result, there are reactions which are also generated by electric force. Now it is found that if you know consciousness, if you know the psychology, if you know what is consciousness, when consciousness can produce electricity or a greater electricity, greater force than even electricity, what are the methods by which you can turn the consciousness in us, which is simply like a small streak? It can be made into ocean. How do you do that? So the knowledge of consciousness and the methods by which this consciousness can be developed methodically . That is the shastra of yoga. Shastra means science. It is that subject which we are dealing with now. That shastra is already in us, as Sri Aurobindo says, but we have forgotten it. It is potentially present in us, and we can open it up. But as Sri Aurobindo says, sometimes you need a word to open up. It's also part of shastra. Mere word can unseal the blockage of consciousness. In fact, this is happening to us all the time. Whenever you hear something, there is a vibration. Our consciousness is affected. Many people, knowing the effect of words on consciousness, have developed the art of advertisement. You see advertisements, so many advertisements all over the world. Huge letters, short sentences, and they are relayed on our mind. And advertisers know that if publicity, advertisement is successful, thousands and millions of customers will run to the shops. It's a power. It's a very small utilization of the knowledge of consciousness. They know that word can move the consciousness. And if that word is relayed at a particular place, placing is very important, where it can relay to a large number of people, and the way in which the words are used, they can move millions of people. These are ordinary uses of the knowledge of consciousness.